Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on October 23rd, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're very proud of that. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, it's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. This Thursday morning. It's going to be a really nice weekend. Hopefully it's going to be warm.
Yeah, they said the temperatures were supposed to go up. Yeah.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that. And
it's still like summer around here.
It is. And it's going to be a great sort of Indian summer, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't get chilly.
So far.
Yes.
So far. Yeah. No, September and October, that's traditionally what you consider Indian summer. Yeah, it's been gorgeous.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Of course, Halloween is coming up. There's lots
right around the corner. Around the corner. Yeah,
lots of decorations and everything. It's strange. It is a strange holiday.
It is. And if you every year they post, you know, you hear on the news and read in the papers how much people spend on Halloween. It's right. I think it's like the second largest spending. Event of the year right after Christmas.
Right.
Billions, you know, something like, you know, $24 billion a year is spent on Halloween, and it's not all candy.
Yeah, no, decorations. I mean, obviously, the haunted house light show thing.
Yeah.
Still very alive and well.
It's
and
big.
I enjoy it. I enjoy the excitement of the night, but, I just can't handle the fact that they're starting to run Christmas ads. Can't handle it.
Oh, wait a minute. I was in Costco maybe, say, about a month ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they had all of the Christmas decorations out. There were trees and decorations. And I was like, wow, they just kind of skipped right by Halloween and Thanksgiving and went right to Christmas.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe that it's already here. But it is.
I can't plan that far in advance. I just can't. I can't. If you're a Costco shopper, you have to plan months in advance for stuff like that. You know, because I imagine the Halloween stuff was out, you know, in June.
Right.
You know,
right,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
Get ahead of the game, I guess.
Yeah. Can I be honest?
What?
Can I be honest here?
Yeah, sure.
Halloween, I enjoy the costume aspect of it. You know that. Every year I come up with a costume and... Mm-hmm. And I enjoy that, you know. I don't go trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. you know. I'll go to parties or whatever. But as far as the candy, giving out candy part of it,
Yeah.
Last few years, we turn off all the lights and bar the door so that nobody comes up our driveway. No, because I'm the one in charge of it, you know. It, you know, my husband will sit there watching football or something, and every time the doorbell rings, you got to jump up and, you know, with your candy, you know, basket. And yeah, I'm over that part of it.
Yeah, yeah. So you're bunkered in your house.
Yeah, with all the lights out. I'm the Halloween Grinch. Yeah.
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 Okay. Well,
speaking of Halloween, still. Do you remember what my costume was last year?
I don't know if I remember.
Well, I'm glad I did it last year because I wouldn't be. We couldn't pull it off this year. We went as Somali pirates.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know, technically, we were Somali pirates. We weren't just general terrorists.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people that saw us were like, "Oh my God, they came as terrorists," which. You know, 10 years after 9/11, almost 15 years after 9/11, you know, it's kind of the waters finally became a little clearer where you could do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, but now with this whole ISIS thing happening, it's just so not politically correct. So I wouldn't have been able to get away with that this year.
Yeah, it's very fresh.
I'm glad I did it last year. Yeah.
Well, I believe now. I don't know how. This is going over around the country, but what about all these people dressing up in hazmat suits?
Yeah.
And specifically saying, do you have Ebola?
Yeah.
Do you have Ebola?
It might be a little soon for that. You know what I mean?
But it's a big meme. Lots of people are doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is. Personally, I wouldn't. I think it's still too soon. So.
I definitely think it's poor taste in a way because, you know, people died, and other people are probably going to get infected and get very ill. So.
Oh, you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. Yeah, but that's too soon. You got to give that some time in order for it to be acceptable again. So, we won't be doing that this year.
You know, I am so excited about for Walk with Sally with their party tonight. I think.
Yeah.
I wanted to go. I really did, but I don't know if I'm going to go. But it's going to be a great party.
Yeah, Walk with Sally and the Deck will be hosting a pink party tonight, Thursday, October 23rd, in celebration of all the fabulous activities that took place around the South Bay during the month of October for Walk with Sally's Breast Friends campaign. The party starts at 6 p.m., and it'll be followed by a candle lighting to remember loved ones lost taking place at 7 p.m. at the Ocean's Edge. Pre-sale tickets are $30 at the door. Pre-sale tickets are $30 and at the door, $35. And the price of admission includes two drink tickets for a choice of pink beer, sangria, or rosé. And be sure to wear your pink. For additional information and to purchase tickets, you can visit the website at www.walkwithsally.org. The Deck is located at 1272 The Strand in Hermosa Beach. It's the former poop deck.
Right.
They dropped the poop and kept the deck.
They dropped the poop. That's all that happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, it looks really nice on the outside.
It looks really nice on the inside. Do you know who's behind that?
No.
Oh, the crew at Uncorked. Kathy, Noel, and Jerry.
Baskets.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No. Would I kid about something like that?
That's incredible. So they are partnering with the owners of the property.
So you know, I guess we all know it's a temporary thing. Eventually that whole area, that whole block is going to be torn down. But I guess, you know, they got a lease for a while.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't know how temporary it is. I know they want to. There was their first plan was to put a hotel there, very similar to the hotel that's like, you know, next door.
Right. Isn't that still the plan?
I think it is the plan, but it's going to be years.
Yeah.
It's going to be years.
So the deck will be around for a while, and that crew knows what they're doing, you know?
Right. That might be a great place to have a party. And, you know, I just love I know it's so sophomoric, but I just love the name of this new initiative for Walk with Sally. Breast Friends.
I've been having so much fun with it.
You said, you know what? You said breast.
Right. That's it. Best friends.
I know.
I've been having so much fun on Facebook. I'm like, let's be best friends. Let's all be best friends. Yeah. And what they did was they partnered with all of these local businesses, and like each day, you know, somebody was, you know, some of the different, you know, the Pilates studios, the spin studios, the different stores, retail stores and stuff, all around the South Bay. You know, they would do these special things, you know, one day only, and raise money for the Breast Friends campaign. I think it's great. I had never heard of that before.
Yeah, no, I not either, really.
Yeah, yeah, and the fact, the logo, the shape of the heart.
Right.
You know, it's kind of breast-like.
Right.
So, yeah. So I think that's a great campaign and initiative, and I think it was very successful, and I'm sure they'll be doing it every year.
Good for them. I love this. You know, Del Amo Fashion Center presents the Simon Knights Club Halloween Spooktacular on Saturday, October 25th from 10 a.m. to noon in Joanne's Court. The event will feature a magician, as well as several activity stations and games for children to enjoy, including mini pumpkin decorating, Halloween coloring fun, and seasonal crafts like creating scary spider plates, a Halloween magnet, and a Halloween mask. It's awesome. This is really great. This is a terrific opportunity to prep the little ones for the scariest night of the year. For additional information, visit the website at simon.com/mall. If you go there, you look for Del Amo Fashion Center, or you can call 310-542-8525 if you want more information. Del Amo Fashion Center is located at 3525 Carson Street in Torrance, but we all know where the Del Amo Mall is. If you don't know where the mall is, oh my goodness.
By the way, that's pronounced Simon Kidgets Club.
Kidgets.
Yeah,
club.
They have a club, but you can sign up for it. They have all these activities for kids.
Okay.
It's Simon's Kidgets Club.
Okay, all right. Yeah, this is a great idea. Good idea. You know, it's we had in Hermosa when the children were growing up, we had they still do them, but they're so less exciting and less sort of community based, in my opinion, because people are concerned about, you know, other things going on.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what am I talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is you know, Halloween was a great time to go out trick-or-treating. And then, this is like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and then it got scary.
Yeah, it got dangerous, so people stopped letting their kids
go.
Go to these more organized functions, you know.
Organized functions.
Safe environments.
Right.
Yeah, safe environment for young kids. Personally, I like throwing them in the streets.
Yeah. Still?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's another fun event for Halloween. Pug Nation Rescue of Los Angeles presents the annual Pugtacular Spooktacular on Saturday, October 5th, from 11 in the morning to 4 p.m. at Torrance Park. The event features food, vendors, raffles, dog adoptions, and two different costume contests, one for pugs and another for all the other breeds. And one of the sponsors is going to provide bags of dog treats with every paid admission. Admission is $10, and it goes towards the support of the Pug Rescue Organization. For additional information, visit the website at www.pugnationla.org. Torrance Park is located at 2001 Santa Fe Avenue in Torrance. And this is like the big dog Halloween thing. You know, the Redondo Beach Dog Park used to have a Halloween hoedown, but they're not having it this year, and everybody is very disappointed about that. But you can still take your four-legged friend over to Torrance Park for the Pugtacular Spooktacular.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Halloween events for everyone.
Yes, everyone. We got everyone covered.
The kids, the pets, everything. No cats, though.
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
Black cats have their own thing going on Halloween.
Yes, okay. Wow. You know, it's exciting what's happening, and I want to make sure that everyone participates too, because this is going to be a big holiday for everyone. Everyone is welcome to spend a family friendly afternoon at the Journey Junction on Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event features pony rides, a petting zoo, bounce houses, carnival games, a climbing wall, the Euro bungee jump, oh, that's going to be exciting, toddler games, and a live DJ. The DJ will be hosting games throughout the day with a cakewalk at 11 a.m., sack races at noon, and pie eating contests at 1 p.m.
Oh, you're going.
Wow.
You're going.
Food will be available from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. from In-N-Out Burger and Bart's Carts Hot Dogs. There will also be popcorn, cotton candy, and snow cones to satisfy your sweet tooth. Tickets are $8 per person in advance, $10 at the door. Children under age 2 are free. That's great. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at www.journeyoffaith.com. Just go to journeyoffaith.com and you'll see the information there. Journey of Faith is located at 1243 Artesia Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. Now, this is really interesting. Journey of Faith, as an organization, faith-based organization, they really have stepped up their event calendar. They're starting to do the nativity scene. I forget what it's called exactly, but they do that during Christmas, and now they're doing this family-friendly event around the Halloween time. That's really they have a nice facility there.
Yeah, and you know they also are doing a free fitness series through November on Monday nights.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they're covering all sorts of things, plyometrics, and don't ask me, a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Free Monday nights.
Wow, that's great. Great.
Yeah, they run that for a couple of months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah, and okay, now this is off the Halloween thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tabula Rasa Essentials, an old Venice restaurant, will host a craft beer tasting on Saturday, October 25th, from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Guests will spend the afternoon learning about the difference a varietal-specific glass can make when tasting various brews. Attendees will taste four different beers hand-selected by Julie of Old Venice. Featured beers are Mythos Lager. Ooh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pronounce this. Weinstefaner. Heffenweiser, Orville Authentic Trappist Ale, and Trestle's Left Coast IPA. Following the tasting, guests will enjoy a variety of pizza, and tickets are $75 per person and include a take-home set of four craft beer glasses, beer tasting, and the pizza. To make a reservation, you can call Tabula Rasa at 310-318-3385. And for additional information, you can visit the Facebook page at Tabula Rasa, facebook.com/TabulaRasaMB.
Mm.
And this is taking place at Old Venice Restaurant, which is located at 1001 Manhattan Avenue in Manhattan Beach.
Wow. Okay, so craft beer tasting. Wow.
Well, it's October.
Yeah, that's true.
And they had Tabula Rasa had a very successful wine tasting a couple of, I don't know, maybe about six, 8 weeks ago or something. They did that on their rooftop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So now it's beer turn, and apparently the glass you use really does make a difference, as we all know from Stella Artois now.
Right.
You know, as far as I was concerned, they were the first person to serve beer in, you know, a completely different glass.
Mm.
You know, as opposed to a beer stein or one of those long beer glasses, and yeah.
Does it change the taste, do you think?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with the bowl shape. It's similar to wine.
Yeah.
You know how wine, and you swirl it around, and I think it has more to do with the sense of smell, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know. But they say that it does make a difference.
Okay, that makes sense. I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Jackie and Joe Show, the Weekend Roundup. We're talking about all the great things that are coming up this weekend that are out there for you to do. Of course, if you want to find out about more things, you can always go to SouthBayByJackie.com and look at the Things to Do page to find out about more events happening. But also, we want you to maybe participate. You can call in if you want to call in and you have a comment or question about this weekend. We'd love to have you. Please join us at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And it's at this time that we normally thank a sponsor. So, Jackie, who are we going to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know, it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula, Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among many others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com. or call 310-542-0011.
All right. Great.
All right. This next event.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. Next Step presents the 6th annual 900 Club Charity Poker Tournament on Saturday, October 25th. The 900 Club is a private members-only establishment located in Manhattan Beach, and this is your chance to gain entrance to this exclusive retreat. The event will bring together members of the 900 Club, celebrity guests, local businesses, and friends in support of Next Step. Check-in starts at noon, with the tournament getting underway at 1 p.m. The buy-in is $100, and rebuys will be available. Players will enjoy free appetizers all day and free cocktails until 3 p.m. Now, there are only 70 seats available, so you have a real chance to win some incredible prizes. This is your chance to help make an immediate impact within your local community. To sponsor the event or donate an in-kind prize, that's probably too late. But anyway, you can contact Jill Yee at Jilly at nextstepfitness.org or call 310-546-5666. For ticket purchase, visit the website at www.nextstepfitness.org. It's fun, it's for a great cause, and it's tax deductible. The 900 Club is located at 900 Manhattan Avenue in Manhattan Beach. Now, you know that I go to this every year, right?
Yeah, right. What do you think, I mean, lots and lots of organizations have been doing charity poker tournaments. But usually most organizations do a one-day tournament, right? It's one day, in and out, there's a winner, and you're done.
Right.
Not many of them do the, you know, the big deal, like, multi-day, you know.
That's for Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's when you have 10,000 people playing. Yeah.
Right.
Now, this is a fun poker tournament. Let me give you a little peek inside.
Yeah.
The 900 Club, it's upstairs. It's on the second floor of that building.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a large space.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's cozy. They've got tables and chairs and some sofas and a bar, and it's not a large space. So imagine bringing in 10 poker tables, right?
Mm-hmm.
That seat 10 people, all right? Or seven poker tables. If they're going to have 70 people, they're going to have seven tables.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine bringing in seven poker tables, 10 people at each table. It's a very tight fit.
Right.
You know, it's tight fit to start. It's even tighter when you put in, you know, all these poker tables. And Next Step works with people with spinal injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got all these reps from Next Step, the people that they're working with in those big fancy, I don't even know that they're called wheelchairs, you know, the kind where you can, like, sit up and stand down. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you mean they actually, they rotate up into a standing position?
Well, yeah, well, yeah, some of them do. But you, so yeah, so you've got wheelchairs, which, you know, all these guys are playing.
Right.
Right? So you put a wheelchair or two at each table, and it gets really tight, right?
Right.
So you get very intimate with everybody very quickly.
Wow.
Yeah, ribbing may not even be on purpose, but it's going on, you know?
Right.
But it's a fun event, and trust me, we only need to have free drinks until 3 p.m. because it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, and of course, I'll be there.
Yes.
And, you know, for so many years, I've been trying to get our host, Dave Rohrabacher from the 900 Club, to be on this show.
Right.
To talk about this event. And the man ignores me every year. Every year I send him an email saying, would you please come on the show as a guest? And he just, he pretends like I don't exist.
Oh.
Yeah.
How can he do that?
I have no idea. And it kills me because he's a good friend of my husband's.
Well, you know what? There's always something going on in Riviera Village. So you can rest assured, Riviera Village is hosting a pop-up sidewalk sale on Saturday, October 25th. This is what we're talking about, this coming weekend, Saturday, October 25th and Sunday, October 26th, beginning at 10 a.m. Shoppers will enjoy the sunshine and sea breezes in Riviera Village while strolling along sidewalks overflowing with extraordinary sales and fabulous finds. Come on down, shop for bargains, and enjoy the eclectic mix of shops and restaurants that will be putting out special selections for the weekend. Participating businesses include Fowler & More, Village Runner, L'Atelier, Ribbons, Jonathan, Fringe, Lisa Z, Safari, Dance Forever, Soil, French Farmhouse, Lollipop, Fernando's, Harmony Works, Letit, Jeff Dion, Alandria Fowler, and more.
Alandria. And we already mentioned Fowler and more, so we'll have to.
Yes.
Yes.
Discover great bargains in a great setting. For additional information, visit the website at www.rivieravillage.org, rivieravillage.org. The sidewalk sale will take place on Catalina Avenue, Catalina, between Avenue I and Elena Avenue, west of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard. It's Riviera Village.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are some of my favorite stores.
Great. And this is going to be all day.
You know Fernando's, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Fernando is now in Riviera. He's been in Riviera Village, I guess, for a year,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little more now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he moved from Hermosa Beach, and now he's up here. And
yeah.
That's such a great shop.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's a transition that everybody has to shuffle around as they find better accommodations, maybe, you know, we've seen a few shops saying, you know, the prices are getting so incredible in Manhattan, especially. The prices are just getting crazy. So
Nutty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Riviera Village, you know, it's such a great spot.
Mm.
So many great restaurants. You know, and it's very walkable,
right.
You know, and they've got a great selection of shops, you know, a little bit of everything.
Right.
So, and they've got a couple of great, like, home decor stores, like Fowler & More and the French Farmhouse.
Hmm.
I don't know if you've been in those. They're fairly new to the village.
Mm-hmm.
Fringe. Yeah, yeah. You get some nice stuff for your house in those shops.
The French farmhouse, that sounds like my speed.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Well, then you should go down there this weekend and check it out.
Yeah. Cool.
I think I may be down there Sunday. I'll meet some girlfriends, have some brunch, and do a little shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the all weekend. That's all day Saturday and Sunday. Okay. And, okay, here's a big event. This is a big popular event. Mm. Support local education and children with special needs by signing up for the annual Skechers Peer-to-Peer Friendship Walk. This special walk will take place on Sunday, October 26th, and goes from the Manhattan Pier to the Hermosa Pier and back. Check-in begins at 8 a.m. with the walk starting at 9. Participants can register at www.skechersfriendshipwalk.com. The event will also include a kids zone featuring bounce houses, children's games, and various booths. The whole family can participate in this annual walk along the shore. For additional information and to register, visit the website at www.skechersfriendshipwalk.com.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
No. This is new to me, but I guess it's been going on for a few years.
A long time. They've been doing this for a long time, yeah. It's like whole families do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that you haven't done it with your kids.
Hmm. No, we didn't. I don't think we did. But it sounds great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good event.
Yeah.
And it's for a good cause.
Yeah. Okay. You know, also the City of Manhattan Beach Parks and Recs Department, L.A. Car Guy, and Skechers, of course, proudly presents the 24th annual Pumpkin Race from noon to 6 p.m. at the Manhattan Beach Pier. This is going to be interesting. The national award-winning event is a favorite with locals and has been a Beach City tradition since 1990. Anyone can enter the race, and pumpkin race car kits are available for $20 at the Live Oak Park tennis office while supplies last. The race is fun, easy, and free to enter. No registration is required, and costumes are encouraged. Compete in single elimination, open qualifying from noon to 4 p.m. for your chance to race in the championship finals beginning at 4 p.m. If you don't feel the need for speed, there will be plenty of other activities on the schedule, including train rides, Gordy the Pumpkin Race Car, Arts and Crafts, Pumpkin Race Land, and a 40-foot wave. An award ceremony takes place immediately following. That's very cool. That's great. What a great
I go to it. It is so much fun. Have you ever gone to it?
Yes, absolutely. They have.
They're on the lower part of Manhattan Beach Avenue, you know, where the hill is.
Right.
You know, like they start like where the Strand House is.
Right.
And they all have their pumpkin race cars all lined up, and they do a series of races, and more than a few of them end up having to go to the pumpkin hospital.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun, though. It's a fun event. And it's right after the Skechers Walk.
Yeah.
So you go down there, you do the walk, and then, you know, Manhattan Beach Boulevard, that section of it is going to be, you know, closed to traffic, and it's just a ton of fun. It's a ton of fun. Great event.
We have been to the Skechers Friendship Walk. We just haven't participated.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, now in addition to that, the Downtown Manhattan Beach Business and Professional Association will host a trick-or-treat on Sunday, October 26th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. to coincide with the world-famous pumpkin race.
Mm-hmm.
Participating businesses will have the event flyer posted in their windows, and guests must wear a costume to receive treats. In addition, be sure to stop by the Downtown Manhattan Beach Farmers Market booth for a few tricks and special treats. As I mentioned, the lower portion of Manhattan Beach Boulevard will be close to traffic for this family-friendly event. And for additional information, you can visit the Facebook page at www.facebook.com/downtownmanhattanbeach. So there's going to be a ton of stuff happening on Manhattan Beach Boulevard on Sunday, the 26th. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun.
Yes. So and you know, it isn't just Manhattan Beach and Riviera Village, which are going to be fabulous sales and all of that. There's stuff happening all over the South Bay, including in Torrance. This is historic downtown Torrance. This is going to be exciting. Join the Vintage Treasure Hunt on Sunday, October 6th at the Torrance Antique Street Fair from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in historic downtown Torrance. Over 200 sellers will be set up along the tree-lined streets with antiques, collectibles, vintage clothes, furniture, jewelry, toys, tools, home decor, and more, all on sale at bargain prices. The monthly event features live entertainment with DJ Ozzy in the park, Stacey Robin and friends in the plaza, and live music in front of the coffee shop and Just Luigi's. Dave Brownlee and the Torrance Roadshow Appraisals will be on hand to value your treasures. Oh, that's interesting. The Torrance Roadshow. If you're thinking about, if you're thinking of adding a new member to your family, Romp Pet Adoption will be set up in the park. As always, admission and parking are free. For additional information, visit the website at www.torranceantiquefair.com. Or, if you'd like, call please call 310-328-6107. That number is 310-328-6107, or the website is torranceantiquefair.com.
And that's fair with an E.
Fair with an E.
Yeah.
And this happens every month?
This happens every month. It's the fourth Sunday of every month. This year, they're celebrating their Sweet 16. They've been doing this for 16 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and you didn't know about that.
No, I did not know about that, but I'm going to learn about that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. And again, downtown Torrance, very walkable. Oh, my goodness, it's the one place in the South Bay that you can actually park.
Right.
I mean, parking is not an issue.
Really?
At all. Yeah. And by the way, Dave Brownlee, I think he normally charges like $3 to appraise something. But I think if you come in a costume this time, you get one free appraisal.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
And that's a terrific event, you know. I mean, they do the downtown Torrance Marketplace every Thursday over there by the Buffalo Fire Department. And I hit that up like once a month. You know, I go over there like once a month, but this is much bigger. You know, this is much bigger. And if you're into antiques and collectibles and vintage stuff, this is right up your alley.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think it's time for us to do another commercial.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
And it's sponsored by...
The South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rockin' Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Wowie pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rockin' Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rockin' Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the delicious details, visit the website at rockandbrews.com. That's rockandbrews.com or call 310-378-4970. Yeah.
Well, now, you know, I'm really excited about this next event, not just because it's sponsored by one of our good friends, Heidi Butzin, because it's, you know, just sort of, there's so many great initiatives here in the South Bay for entrepreneurs. There's the Youth Entrepreneur Workshop that the Manhattan Beach Chamber is sponsoring. I'm so excited about that because it's going to be in the schools for children to learn about entrepreneurship and actually even perhaps launch a business, which is a great idea.
By the way, they've asked me to do a presentation for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On how to
deal with the media. Yeah.
Wow.
Young Entrepreneurs Academy, where I'm going to tell them some of my secrets.
Right. Well, this is great. This is really what should be in every school, in every community, and I hope that this flourishes and becomes an annual thing.
You know something? It's just funny that you're mentioning the school and business classes.
Right.
When I was in high school, the business class, there was like business 101, business 102, business. One of them was typing.
Right.
One of them was steno.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was learning like basic accounting, not accounting in general, but like how to balance a checkbook, you know, things like that.
Right.
Which are all pretty obsolete these days, huh?
I guess. I don't know.
We are dinosaurs.
Balancing checkbooks is still very important.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
I don't
know. But you have, your computer does it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like QuickBooks does it for you. I mean, I remember, I worked in an accounting department for years, and you used to do everything, you know, you had a calculator and you write numbers on, you know, you had to do all that stuff. Now, QuickBooks, you hit a button, it does it for you. And does anybody take Steno anymore? Does anybody use Steno anymore? Does anybody dictate to people anymore? No, they dictate into tape recorders, right?
Right. Likely, yeah.
Now, typing.
That's still a highly prized skill, yeah.
Yeah, only now most people do it with their thumbs. It's not the QWERTY thing. I mean, we still all have the QWERTY board, keyboard.
Right.
But it's interesting.
Yeah. That's exciting. And, you know, Jackie, they certainly have the right person to explain the ins and outs of how to deal with media, and that's exciting. I'd like to know more about that. Please keep me informed on that.
I will.
We'll keep our audience informed as well so that they can support and attend these events in mass. The public should really be there to see what these kids are doing. Now, we're not going to leave, as I say, we're not going to leave Torrance because Heidi Butzin and ShopLocal.us present the inaugural South Bay Business Mavericks Gala and Grant Awards on Wednesday, October 29th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Toyota USA Automobile Museum. The event, the evening, will kick off with an intriguing panel discussion featuring some of the South Bay's most prominent leaders and business mavericks as they share the big ideas that inspired them to launch their business and make or break the rules in the industry. Find out what makes these mavericks tick and continue to take risks that help their businesses thrive even in turbulent times. Gain insight from incredibly powerful lessons and find out what it takes to set off on a trajectory to success as a business maverick. The three winners of the Local Business Grant Awards will be publicly announced that evening. Over $5,000 in total grant awards and prizes will be given to the winners. Journal admission tickets pre-registered are $40. A table of 10 is $300. Wine, dine, meet, mix, mingle, and learn what it takes to be a business maverick. For additional information and to register, visit the website at shoplocal.us/South Bay Business Mavericks. You'll see it at shoplocal.us, I believe, right there on the front page. The Toyota USA Automobile Museum is located at 19600 Van Ness Avenue in Torrance. What a great event that's going to be.
I'm going to that too.
Shoplocal.us. That's great. What a fabulous event.
Yeah, and I'm going to be at that as well.
Are you going to actually have a booth there?
Yes.
That's right. So you're going to have a booth representing SouthBayByJackie.com, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's actually a table.
A table?
Not a booth. Yeah, we're going to be in the museum space.
Right.
And they're going to have tables set up in between all the cars.
Right.
And, South Bay by Jackie will be there to tell everybody about all the various advertising options.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
On the website, on the website and on the show, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the panel discussion. They've got some big hitters that are going to be speaking. The president of Body Glove International, Mike Zislis, is going to be on the panel, and several others. So, and I know several people that have submitted for the grant awards too.
Right.
Joanne Galen, Mixagogo. They submitted, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed for them. I didn't submit for the grant award this year just because I've been so busy, but I'm hoping that next year I'll be able to do that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so the publicity blitz has begun.
Yes.
For the fourth annual Dancing with the South Bay Stars event, presented by the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation. We're still in Torrance. We got into Torrance. We can't get out of Torrance. The event takes place February 7th, 2015. Now, why the four-month lead time? Because I was invited to participate this year. That's right. I seem to have misplaced my reasoning and agreed to dance in front of 500 audience members, along with 11 other residents, 12 teams competing for this. It's sure to be a wild competition, and we'll all have a great time. But the best part, it's all for charity. You can support our efforts by purchasing tickets to the event and or voting online for the charity your dancer represents. Each vote is $1, and you can vote as much as you like. So if you want to donate $10, that's 10 votes. And the votes only make up half the score. So it's important for each charity to rack up those votes. The other half of the score will be based on the dancer's performance. Now, since this is the South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide, I'm shamelessly asking for everyone's support. I'll be dancing for the Manhattan Beach CERT Association. They provide a vitally important service for the South Bay community, and I'm thrilled to represent them. You can cast your votes now at www.torrancearts.org/dancingwiththesouthbaystars1IV, Roman numerals.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that everybody can make it to the show. Where do I start with this, Joe? I started dancing with my – I was introduced to my partner a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think I started dancing about 5 weeks ago. And right now we're meeting once a week for 2 hours. I'm just learning. We've already decided that we're going to be doing a salsa dance.
Right.
And so I am just at this point learning the basics of salsa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And as we get closer to the event, we're going to be meeting a lot more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll bump it up to 2 days a week and then 3 days a week. And I think the week of the event, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
You know, because we're going to be dealing with costumes and we're going to have time to go over. I know. Each of the teams is going to have time to practice their routine on the actual stage.
Yeah.
At the James Armstrong Theater. And it's just like Dancing with the Stars, the TV show,
right,
the way they set it up. They team us with professional dancers.
Right. Wow. This is costumes. Do you know who's doing the costumes? Is it a company that's doing
it? Well, they have a company that will help us.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing everything. They're going to have makeup people there, hair people
right.
there.
Right.
And I think the day of the event, we're all going to be there like all day.
Right.
Like, we're going to have time to practice. We're going to do a whole show run through.
Right.
I guess, you know, we can take showers there and get dressed there and have our makeup and hair done.
Right.
So this is a big production. And as it turns out, I know a couple of people I'm going to be competing against.
Wow.
One of them is James Callahan.
Yeah, that's amazing.
James O'Callaghan, excuse me. Yeah, he's the president of the Manhattan Beach Chamber and the producer of our Friday show. And he wasn't at the luncheon. They had a luncheon, you know, a meet and greet a couple of months ago, and he wasn't at the luncheon, so I didn't see him, and so I had no idea until they made the official announcement, and they posted, the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation posted on their website when they made the official announcement for this year's event. And I was scrolling down the pictures of the other competitors, and I went, oh my goodness, that's James Callahan. So, this is going to be a big thing. And it's a priority for me, you know. It's like, if I'm doing this, I want to win.
Right.
You know, so I'm working my tail off doing this, and I really have to stress the importance of getting people to vote. You know, you can vote for your favorite dancer. You can vote for the charity they're representing. By the way, all the charities win in this, all right? All the charities get something.
Right.
All right. So every charity that's represented will get a dollar amount, you know, and then like first and second get more. But it's a win-win-win all around, and it's a great event, and I'm going to beg everybody to vote for me. Because, so do I believe, the first and second place winners get the big monetary, win award.
Right.
But they also do an audience favorite the night of the event.
Mm.
But because here's the kicker. You could be the best dancer out there, but if you don't have the votes,
right,
you won't win.
Right.
So half the votes, half the score is based on the votes. The other half is based on the judges.
Mm-hmm.
So the support is very, very, very important. So everybody, right now, as soon as the show is over, go to www.torrancearts.org and vote for me.
Yay! Vote for Jackie.
Vote for me.
Supporting Manhattan CERT. So do you know who the judges are yet?
No. I'm telling you, judges are. No, there'd be serious bribery going on.
Right.
If you gave us that information.
Right.
Yeah, no. The judges, none of us know them, and they're completely new judges, all right, from previous years. And also, Chris Wolf, the director of the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation, he's going to be dancing this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, okay.
So they pushed him into it. They've been asking him to do it every year, and he said no, because he plays MC and stuff. But I guess this year he's not doing that. He's going to be a competitor. Yeah, they've got somebody from the Daily Breeze. They've got somebody from Continental Development. They've got a nice grouping of people from all over the South Bay. You have to be a South Bay resident to do this.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So So this is going to be interesting, at the least.
Big deal. Now, who do you know what media is covering it?
Well, I know City Cable, Torrance City Cable.
Yeah.
If you go to YouTube, you can see prior years.
Yeah.
They cover it pretty good. I'm covering it.
Torrance City Cable. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So it is going to be televised.
Oh, I don't know if it's going to be televised, but I know that they do a report on it. You know, so like after the fact, or maybe before the fact. You can watch some of their programs, and they'll be covering some of it. But I don't know that it's going to be shown live.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if there's going to be live streaming anyplace. We'll have to wait and hear about that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, but everybody, please, if you don't vote for me, vote for somebody else. But vote for me first. You can vote for more than one person.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As long as you vote for Jackie first.
As long as you vote for me first.
All right.
We all know Manhattan Beach CERT, you know,
right.
We're both members.
Right.
We both did our training with them.
Right.
Our producer for the Tuesday show, George Butts, is the president of Manhattan Beach CERT, you know, and we do everything we can to support that great organization. And and I'll just add this, my charity of choice, I'm keeping it local. Okay, I'm just saying it. I'm just putting it out there.
Okay, well, we're excited to see you perform and compete. And
you have to go to the show. You have to go to the show.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be a great, fun, entertaining evening. It's the James Armstrong Theater. You know, it's a big theater. And you can buy tickets now for it. You know, you buy your tickets now and come and cheer me on.
Yeah, I will. You know, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm tapping everybody for this.
Yeah, this is gonna.
I'm putting it out there. So if I fall on my face, right?
Yeah. No, it's gonna be fabulous.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm already dancing my little heart out.
So many great things happening around town. Of course, if you want to know more about things that are happening, you can always go to southbaybyjackie.com and click on the calendar links and things to do page.
Yeah, and you should start looking at it now for next weekend.
Yeah.
Because next weekend, Halloween, Friday night, there are a ton of events going on. And there's something for everybody. You know, there's something for families. There's something for people that want to party. There's all sorts of great events, and they're all listed already. They've been on my site for, you know, the last 3 weeks or so. I've listed all the Halloween stuff. So, yeah, Halloween's going to be big. It's a Friday this year.
Right. Right. A Friday. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's been in the middle of the week the last few years, hasn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, it kind of, when Halloween is on a weeknight and the parties are thrown the weekend before, the weekend after, it's just kind of not the same.
Right, right, right.
You know, I really prefer to celebrate the holiday on the actual day of the holiday.
Right, right.
Yeah. And speaking of that, tomorrow on Manhattan Beach 360, mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about Halloween events specific to Manhattan Beach with somebody from Toyota and our friend Mike Murphy over at the Marriott.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody does. You know, everybody's got, you know, little Halloween things doing their own thing. On my website, some of the bigger events, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I can't list every single thing. But the things that I think are worth your time, effort, and money, you know, to go to.
Great. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been a great show. I think, you know, when we do these shows, people really get a little bit more information about what's going on around. And
yeah.
I think people enjoy that because they want to know. They want a little personal touch on the calendar of events.
Well, it's always nice when you can talk to somebody that's actually done some of these things.
Right.
You know, and again, you know, many of these are annual events. You know, mm-hmm. that people go to year after year, and they're great, you know, and we want to support them as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great things happening in the South Bay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How many times a week do I say that?
Right? And it never ends.
It never ends.
No. There's always great stuff going on.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward towards the Torrance Antique Fair. I have not been, and I definitely want to go this coming Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should. There's going to be a lot of fun events. And they have a Halloween thing going on, too. They're going to have trick-or-treating for the kids and the costume contest. And they have a pet parade, too.
Mm.
Yeah, they do a pet parade at that as well. So this is a good event, and this one's a little special, as I said, because it's their anniversary, their 16th year anniversary. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cool. All right.
So that's our show. Lots of stuff going on.
Lots of stuff going on. Thanks, Jackie, and we'll root for you at the poker tournament as well.
Thank you. I need that. Well, you know,
last year
I knocked out our host.
Where did you finish in the overall standing?
I didn't make the final table. I did not make the final table. I think I was the second table.
Well, okay.
I think I made it to the second table. Me and my friend Missy go together every year, and she's a world class poker player.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't like getting at the same table as her. Yeah, she's a really good poker player. Although, you know something, another poker tournament we went to, oh gosh, a few years ago, it was at a club, Cafe Boogaloo. They did this charity fundraising poker tournament. We were at the same table, and there was a fierce battle going on between Missy and a guy at the table, you know, one-upping each other, you know, I'll see and I'll raise you type of thing.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there kind of quiet and stayed in the game. And when all was said and done, I knocked them both out.
It was
so funny because they weren't paying any attention to me.
Yeah.
They were so battling each other. They weren't paying any attention to me. And I was quiet, the quiet little mouse. And I think I had a full house. It was a good hand.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway. So, yeah, big poker tournament. I'm looking forward to that.
okay.
This Saturday, yeah.
This Saturday. All right. Well, have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Have a safe and happy holiday weekend. And, well, it's
not a holiday. It's not really. And that's next weekend.
That's next weekend.
This is prep for next weekend.
Have a safe weekend. Great. And we'll see you tomorrow for Manhattan 360 at 8 a.m. tomorrow. So be there or be square. All right.
Oh, you didn't.
I did. Thanks, Jackie.
You're welcome, Joe.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.